Vesta Sitole's book begins when she was a young woman in the 1960s, eager to head into exile to a guerrilla camp in Tanzania. From there, she helped to plot the downfall of the White Rhodesian government. She recalls the night she waited on the banks of the Zambezi River at Rhodesia's border with Zambia to get across the water to begin her new life.
I was just wondering how we were going to cross, but this man who was now my guide did not really inform me of how we were going to travel. So later in the night, we crossed through little boats. I was scared to death. I couldn't imagine we were traveling in that river. I had gone to school. I knew the Zambezi River. I knew about the crocodiles and the hippopotamus along that river. And it was just frightening.
But her book is dominated by reflections on her late husband, Reverend Ndabaningi Sitole, who formed the ZANU Party in 1964 to fight against the white colonialists in Rhodesia.
When you are talking to him, he was a very soft person. But when it came to issues of freedom, he was like on the hard line. He is the one who started the armed struggle in our country. He decided to go to China in the early 60s to go and seek weapons of war. For the first time, he brought those things and he trained young men and women to fight.
The Smith administration jailed Reverend Sitole along with Robert Mugabe for 10 years. After they were released, the Reverend began negotiating with Smith for peace. At the Rhodesian Prime Minister's invitation, Sitole joined a transitional government of whites and blacks in 1979. Mugabe and other members of the liberation movement saw this as a betrayal, and in 1980, Mugabe was voted in as ZANU leader ahead of Reverend Sitole.
He actually usurped this power from Reverend Ndabaningi Sitole, and he became the leader of ZANU and celebrations. He was the president, but he didn't give full recognition to all those people who fought for freedom. He didn't praise them. He didn't say anything. It was just like there he was. He's the one who did it. My late husband, Reverend Ndabaningi Sitole, was the president of this party also. And when he died, Mugabe decided he was not a hero.
Vesta Sitole says it's Mugabe and Mugabe alone who decides who is a hero in Zimbabwe. She says through her book, she wants to tell people that Mugabe wasn't the only soldier in the war of liberation in her country. In the 1990s, she writes, Reverend Sitole was again thrown in jail after trying to oppose Mugabe.
He was imprisoned by Smith regime for 10 years, and then Mugabe also imprisoned him. He was in exile, so he was really a stressed man. His wife had also left him, his first wife had also left him when he was in prison. You know, children were scattered all over. When he was arrested by Mugabe, he developed heart problems in prison.
As the 1990s ended, Sitole says Mugabe intensified his persecution of her husband.
A lot of things just happened. Government had decided to take our farm, like the way they are taking the farms now. They started during that time by taking our own farm.
In 2000, the Sitoles went into exile in America. For Reverend Sitole, the end came soon. The heart problems he developed in jail became worse, and he died soon afterwards. Vesta Sitole clearly blames Mugabe for her husband's death, and her book is filled with bitter rancor for Zimbabwe's leader.
He just makes decisions and he doesn't want anybody to oppose him. If you talk anything against him, you are his enemy, and he doesn't forgive.
As long as Mugabe is president, says Sitole, she'll never be able to return to Zimbabwe. And, as happy as she is to have written her book, she says she's filled with fear that she'll die on foreign soil, like her husband. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Washington.